Gene, you can talk all you want. Okay, so, oh my God, I'm so lightheaded. I was just down. I was on my knees, for the field goal, peering through the railing, trying to hide behind something. Oh my God. Okay, so during the 2 minute timeout, I hate that I just said that. It's a 2 minute warning, but during the 2 minute timeout, in my little section, we're debating. Let them score. Like, are we at let them score? If they score on this first play, if they run it up the middle, just let them score. We'll have a two-minute drive to win the game. Like, it's hot. It's tired. The D-line's tired. It's going to be forever. We know we got nothing. Like, let them score? Yes, let them score. And so, oh, my God, I'm so lightheaded. I can't fall off the balcony, folks. And what do? They throw it in the end zone. If I'm USC, that entire last sequence, I'm just like, you have 2 minutes. We're going to run it. We're going to get right to, you know, we can do two first downs here. And so we're going to run as much time off the clock and try to score with as little time on the clock. You're going to manage that clock. And when they throw to the end zone, all I'm thinking is we're going to kick a field goal to win this game. Like, those are the little footballing things, right? We fumble at the one twice and we win the game. Fumble at the one twice, and we win the game. It's unreal. Fumble at one twice, and win the game. Oh, my God. Okay. I got to collect myself. So I couldn't stand. I'll take a picture of it. There's this little slot in the railing, and that's where I watched the field goal from. Ready to either die or celebrate. God, it's just so good that they threw to the end zone. It's just perfect, right? I guarantee you, the entire BLM coaching staff, when they threw it, it was like, guys, we're going to win the game. They haven't been able to stop us. They haven't been able to stop it. Like, we're not going to punt. We're going to go get in field goal range. We got a great kicker. We're going to win the game. Like, if I'm a USC fan, there's got to be some USC fans. You can hug me. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Oh, my God. Just kicking beer cans. Oh, let's do this. Hell yes. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just two fumbles of the one, and we won the game. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, I always got to check if I'm still recording after a hug like that, because I've been known to stop the recording after a hug like that. That was Tonio, son of Jack. Oh, my son's right here with me. My two friends who came in are right here with me. I'm just like waving them off. I'm like, I got to record my thoughts. I need my space. I need my little corner to from the stands properly. I don't know about the field rush is a bit much. The field rush, it's a bit much. We just beat number 23, okay? No, 21. We're 23. It's a bit much. Okay, here's where I want to go. Okay, stop. I'm telling myself to stop. Here we go. Here's where I want to go. Once again, I'm standing here from the stands. After we did some Illinois things, like fumble at the one twice, and once again, we won the game.
High five, baby!
Let's do it, baby. Okay, selfie time. All right, here we go. You're live on From the Stands right now.
All right.
By the way.
Okay. That's cool. What a big win.
Let's do it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where was I? What was I talking about? Oh, it's just like, okay, back to it. The beauty of footballing is never out of it, right? Two fumbles at the one, and we like, okay, they're driving. They're going to win the game. They already hit the two-point conversion. It's hot. Again, when it's hot like this and it's the fourth quarter, ask anybody who played football. It's not me, but ask any former Illini player. It's like, okay, when it's this hot in the fourth quarter and you've been playing this, like, defenses have nothing left. Offenses are just going to steamroll. It's just whoever has the ball last. So in a whoever has the ball last game, we played it perfectly. You know, USC played it like, all right, we're going to score as soon as we can. And we, like, what did I talk about last year with 10-3 Illinois and 7-6 USC? I talked about late game mistakes that they made. We basically had the same season as USC, but the reason we were in the Citrus Bowl and they were in a bowl at 6-6 was because of these late game situations that we figured out. I mean, they dumped Miller Moss because they were like, okay, it's our quarterback. He can't produce a final drive. Now they have a quarterback who's really good and could produce a final drive, and they still weren't thinking of how do we assure ourselves a win here. They just weren't thinking about it. So what do you, okay, I'm singing.
We love no other, so let our motto be victory, Illinois Varsity.
It's just so good to be in football games. Look, what was my prediction? 35-31 USC. Final score 34-32. I said, I feel like it's going to be a close game. It was a close game. And we made a bunch of mistakes to make it a close game. We were about to put the game away when Valentine fumbles at the one. I don't remember which offensive lineman had his hands on the ball. All of the Illinois stuff. All of the, oh my God, if just that, we're going to win the game. Just like, I mean, it's not like Purdue last year because they, USC is actually good, but like all of the, like, oh man, we did the Illinois thing. That's it. We did the Illinois thing and we did the Illinois thing. Here we go again. Did the Illinois thing. And this time, you know, every team Illinois things is. And it's the teams who. That's great, Jamie.
Great.
Yes.
Like that eye.
Love it. We're going to like the eye. So to do those things, like here's my overarching point, because I can't make a – people keep high-fiving me and I can't make a point. I can't hide in my corner. Here's my point. To do Illinois stuff is – kind of happens to every team at times. The good teams recover. We recovered from two fumbles at the one to win. We had the game put away if just those things don't happen. But they happen. And everybody's thinking, here we go again. And the key to all of this thing, people, is that we didn't go again. When we have our here we go again moments, hell, we get blown out by Indiana. Everybody's like, here we go. We're going to go. 1-7, 1-8 in the Big Ten. No, we recover. It's how you respond to adversity.
All teams out on the field, please make your way to the south immediately.
Yes, please get off the field because I need to take my what happened here picture. And I think it might be a field goal. Still ranked, baby. Beat Purdue. Let's have a massive game in 2 weeks. Go, Illini.